to have Mrs. Horowitz. I want to thank her. I want to thank everyone for coming. No further ado, Mrs. Horowitz.
Okay, thank you so much, Rabbi Shabtai. Good evening, everybody. Chag Urim Sameach, Alech de Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach. Welcome to our special shiur with the Boker Ratan Midrashah, the fourth night of Chanukah. I hope everyone's enjoying a meaningful and uplifting Yom Tov of Chanukah. So we are going to begin with our learning. I'm actually going to begin right away by screen sharing to the handout that I prepared for you. Just have to find it. Okay, could you see that it says here BRS Chanukah 5782? Yeah, okay, very good. Thank you so much. Okay. So here we go. Masecha Shabbos 21b. So the Gemara tells us in Masecha Shabbos Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, my Chanukah. What is Chanukah? So the Gemara says that Bekaf Hei Bekislev Yomei De Chanukah. On the 25th of Kislev, we start celebrating these days of Chanukah. And the Gemara says we do not give hespedim during these days. We don't give eulogies, which is of course a sign of mourning, and we do not fast during these days. Actually, let me make this bigger for you, so it'll be easier for you to see. That's better, right? I work on that size font, but this is probably better. Okay, let's do this again. So what is Chanukah? So on the 25th of Kislev, Yom de Chanukah, we begin the days of Chanukah. We do not give hespedim during these days, and we do not fast on these days. And now the Gemara tells us the story of Chanukah. Kishenichnesu Yivanim leheichal timu kal hashmanim. When the Yivanim entered into the sanctuary, the Assyrian Greeks entered the sanctuary, they defiled all the oil, all the oils that were in the sanctuary. So this is, of course, why we eat fried donuts and why we eat fried latkes, to remember the miracle of oil. There was no pure oil because they defiled all the oils in the sanctuary, and they need Shemen Zayah Zoch to light the menorah every single night in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Ukeshagavra Malchus Beis Chashmona Ivin Natzchum. And when the kingdom of the Chashmonai house, the Chashmonai were a family of Kohanim, when they had the upper hand and then they were victorious, and they won. Badku, they checked the whole sanctuary. V'lo matzu ala pach echad shel shemen sheimunach b'chos moshe kohen gadol. So they checked, and they only found one little flask of oil that was still intact and sealed with the insignia, if you will, of the kohen gadol. So they knew that this was a pure flask of oil. No, of course we all know it was one flask of oil. There was only enough oil to light for one night. And not unlike us, we light menorah for 8 nights of the year. In the Mishkan slash Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen lit menorah every single night of the year. It burned from evening till morning, from Boker ad Erev. How much oil did they use? Chatzi log, a half a log. Lamed Vav Gimel is the measurement of oil that they use. Rashi tells us on Chumash it was enough to burn through the longest nights of Teves. So it was one standard measurement of oil, whether it was the longest night of Teves or it was the shortest night of Tammuz. So nevertheless, they all used a chatzi log shemen every night, but it had to be shemen zayit zoch. It was the pure olive oil, and it was extracted from the first pressing of the olives, and it had to have the insignia saying that this oil was pure. So they only found enough oil to light for one night. Nasa bones, a miracle was done. V'hiliku mimenu shmona yamim. And what happened? They lived from it for 8 days. So it was a tremendous miracle. There was enough oil for one night, and it lived for 8 nights. They were able to light menorah from this one flask of oil for 8 nights. Lashana acheras, the next year, kavum vasum yamim tovim bahala voda. So the chachamim said, the next year we establish and we will make these days of yamim tovim. Literally translate, of course, is good days. Bahala, we say halal every morning of Chanukah, halal malay, chatzi halal v'hoda'a, and we give thanks to Hashem during this time. Now, there's so much to talk about with this Gemara, but I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach tonight in our understanding of the miracle of Chanukah. First of all, let's finish a little bit more. The Gemara says there, Tanu Rabbanan, mitzvahs Chanukah, ner ish ubeso. So the most basic level of hadlaka, of neris Chanukah, is the head of the household lights one candle or a lamp every night. That's not what we do. The head of the household by us does not light one lamp on the first night, one lamp on the second night, one lamp on the third night. No, but that's the most basic level. The hamehadron ner lechol echad v'echad. A little bit hidder way of doing this. The preferred way of doing is that everyone in the household lights their own candle every night of Chanukah. We don't do that either. V'hamehadron mina mehadron, the most mehudr, beautiful way to fulfill the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. There's a mechokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai omim yom rishon madlik shmona. The Beis Shammai says, oh, on the first night you light 8. Mikan ve'elach poches v'holeich. From here on you decrease. So on the first night you will light 8. On the last night you'll light 1. We don't do that either. Beis Hillel Omrim, and now we come to how we pass and how we practice. Beis Hillel says, Omrim, Yom Rishon Madlik Achas, and this is what we do. on the first night you light one, mikanva elech, from here on, mosifa holech. So on night one, you light one, night two is two, night three is three, you move upwards. I don't know if anyone's heard of this, but apparently there's something called the Chanukah Challenge. The Chanukah Donut Challenge is that you paskin like Beis Hillel. And every day of Chanukah, you eat donuts corresponding to that day. Now, I don't know if there are adults who do this. Maybe there are. But I've heard such a thing said about kids. So I said to one of my kids, I heard about this Chanukah Donut Challenge. Are you going to do that? So he said, no, it's a Chilas Gatzla. It's a Lav De'oraisa. So I told him, Kadoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the Ramban says, hold on a second, what's wrong? You need it? Oh, it was before. Yonatan brought it to me. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Enjoy. So my son said, no, I'm not going to do it. It's a lav do raisa. It's a chilas kasa. So I told him, the Ramban says, kadoshim tiyu, ki kadoshin yon Hashem elokeichem, vayikra, perakit tes pasuk beis. It's not to be a novel, b'rishus hatar. It's just a joke. I don't know if anyone actually could eat 8 donuts on the final day. I'm not sure. But what does Beis Hillel say? You have 1 night on the first night, 8 nights on the last night. V'tama de Beis Hillel. What's the rationale in Beis Hillel? Demalim b'kodesh v'ein maridin. So you want to always be going up in kadusha, and you should never be going down in kadusha. So if you start with 8 and go down to 1, it represents diminishment in holiness. That's not how we should live our life. No matter who you are or what level you are on, we must always be going up in life. I now want to go with you to Sefer Bamidbar, Parak Ches, Pasuk Beis, when Hashem commands Moshe to command Aaron to light the menorah in the Mishkan. So Hashem tells Moshe, Daber al Aaron v'amarte lav, speak to Aaron and say to him, Ba'alozcha es haneros, amul p'nehem menorah ye'iru shivas haneros. So Aaron is commanded, excuse me, the first Kohen Gadol and the father of Al Kohanim, really speak to Aaron and say to him, Ba'alozcha es haneros, when you cause the lamp, the flame to go up, Rashi says it should be lit. Ad tehe shel heves oleh me'eleha, you have to light the flame on the menorah, Aaron said, until the flame ascends by itself. Big chinuchas in there. When you light, when you ignite someone else's flame and you ignite someone else's soul, it should be ad tehe shel heves oleh me'eleha. The flame needs to go up on its own. So you light the fire, you light the wick, but that wick has to be able to burn and stand on its own. And this is a beautiful message in Chinuch. When we impart the Kedusha and the excitement of Torah to somebody else, you have to make sure that that flame can stand on its own. So towards the face of the menorah, the seven lamps shall cast their light. So we have 8 licht to remember the 8 miraculous days of oil, but in the Mishkan / Beit HaMikdash, they had 7. It was a 7 branch menorah. There were 3 outer branches on each side and the center shaft, which was called the menorah. So when the lamps burned every night, they should be facing towards the center shaft, which was called the menorah. But this is a command to Aaron. We're going to look at a beautiful Ramban, Nachmanides' commentary to Bamidbar Paraches Pasuk Beis. So first I will tell you that in Parak Zion, right before the Ha'aloscha and the command to Aaron to light the menorah, the Torah tells us about the Chanukas HaMishkan and the contributions of the Nesiim, the tribal princes that they brought upon the occasion of the inauguration of the Mishkan. So Perek Zayin of Sefer Bamidbar is one of the longest prakim that we have in Chumash, and it delineates very clearly all the presents, the voluntary offerings that the Nesiim brought upon the completion and inauguration of the Mishkan. They brought silver bowls and ladles and oxen and wagon. They brought beautiful presents representing each tribe's contribution to the Mishkan. However, before we go to the Ramban, what you have to know is that Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, which is the tribe of Kohanim, did not offer anything. They did not offer any contribution as part of the Chanukah HaMishkan. Okay? All the tribes offered. Shevet Levi did not bring anything. They were Kohanim. They served in the Mishkan. They accepted the gifts to be utilized in the Mishkan. So, Baha Aloscha. So, Ramban begins by quoting Rashi. Lama nismecha parshas menorah the Chanukas HaNesiim. Why is this topic of lighting the menorah put right after the topic of the contribution of the voluntary offerings of the tribal princes? I stress this all the time. Events in the Torah are not an accident. So when one thing follows right after another, there is significance to the confluence of topics in Torah. So why is the parsha of menorah, the story of telling Aaron to light the menorah, put right after the contribution of the Nesiim? Lefi, because, kishara'a Aaron chanukas ha-Nesiim, when Aaron saw the tribal princes bringing all of these gifts. Chalsha da'ato, his mind was weak. Literally, his mind was weak. He felt bad. Shelo haya imahem b'chanukah, he was not with them in their tribal offerings upon the inauguration of the Mishkan. Today, I'm sorry to use a common term, lahavdal of alfay of dalish, between Chumash and today, Rachman on Sunday, I'm even saying this, but we have something called FOMO, which means fear of missing out. So how should we understand? Was Aaron really, did he have this chas v'shalom FOMO that he felt, oh my gosh, everyone is bringing contributions and I'm bringing nothing? I mean, you're the Kohen Gadol. So let's understand this. Lo hu v'lo shivta. Aaron felt bad because neither he nor his tribe were included in the voluntary offerings of the tribal princes. Amar lo akosh baruch hu. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, don't feel bad. Sheifala chayach ha-shacha gedola mishalehem. I swear by your life, said God, your portion, Aaron, is greater than theirs. Why? Sha'ata madlik umeitiv esaneiros boker ve'erav. Because I have a bigger consolation for you, Aaron. I bolded this for you. What is the consolation that I have for you? I underlined it for you. What's the consolation that I have for you? Said God, don't worry that you missed out on Chanukah Sanasiyam. Because in the Mishkan, every evening, you are going to light menorah. You'll prepare them, you'll light them, that's your consolation. That's the language of Rashi, says the Ramban, quoted Medrash Agada. The Ramban says, I don't understand this. And in the following paragraph, he's going to give us an understanding of why and how the menorah that Aaron lit was a nechama over missing out on Chanukah Sanasiyam. How did that make Aaron feel better? So he's going to give you very strong proof that menorah should really not make Aaron feel better. Here we go. Vilonis barerli, this is not clear to me, says the Ramban. I don't understand this. Lama nichamo bahadakos haneiros. If Aaron felt bad that he was not involved in the bowls and the spoons and the ladles and the oxen and the wagons, and God said, don't worry, you're going to light menorah, why is that a consolation to him? Viloni chama b'ktores boker v'erev. Hashem didn't give him a consolation. What about the ktores that he offered every evening, every morning and every evening on the golden altar in the Mishkan, the Mizbech HaZahav, also known as Mizbech HaPnimi, also known as Mizbech HaKtores? Every evening and morning, Aaron offered the 11 spice mixture of the incense spices. It was an avodah that only he was allowed to do. Nobody was allowed to be in the sanctuary when he lit. It was a very holy avodah when he offered the ktores. In fact, if a foreigner offers the ketores, what happens? They'll die. What happened to Nadav and Avihu? They offered Eish Zarah Shalot Tzivosa Hashem. They went into the Kosher Kedashim with the spice mixture that you're not allowed to offer, and they died. So why isn't ketores a nechama? It's a very special vote that only Aaron could do it. Maybe that should be a nechama. Because in Birkas Moshe and Vezosa Bracha, he even praises the tribe of Levi and the Kohanim that they offer Ketores to Hashem. Yasimu Ketores Ba'pecha. The Bnei Aaron are the ones who offer Ketores, the incense spice to God, in his nose, so to speak. So if you want to give him a nechama, maybe you should say, oh, you'll have a nechama for the Ketores. Why menorah? What about uvachal hakarpanos, uvaminchas chavitin, uvavodas yom kippurim? What about all the sacrificial offerings on the copper altar? Mizbech hanechoshes, mizbech chisoni, mizbech adama, mizbech ola. What about that? You bring so many karpanos, all the animal offerings and the flower offerings and the minchas chavitin and the avodas yom kippurim. Why aren't those nechama to Aaron? Why is menorah nechama? Why is it greater than any of the other aspects of avoda that he did at the Mishkan? Furthermore, on Yom Kippur, she'ena k'sheira elabo. He was the only one. Not only is he the only one who did the avoda, v'nichnas lifnai v'lifanim. Aaron entered onto Yom Kippur into uncharted territory, area where no one is allowed to go the whole year. You get to go into the Kosher Kedashim. So if you feel bad that you didn't bring Chanukah Sanasim, maybe Hashem should say, don't worry, you get to go into the Kosher Kedashim, the Holy of Holies, once a year. V'shehu kadosh Hashem, and you, Aaron, are holy to God. Omid b'heichalo l'sharso, you stand in the heichal, in the sanctuary, in the temple of God, to serve him. U'levarich b'shmo, excuse me, and to bless in his name. V'shivto kulam mishar se'elokeinu, and the entire tribe of Levium, they are all servants of God. The Levium have their tasks, and the Mishkan Sas Mikdash, the Kohanim have their tasks. So the Ramban is trying to understand, why is menorah specifically a nechama to Aaron more than any other aspect of avodah that he performs every single day? What's so special about menorah? Furthermore, says the Ramban, v'od, Matam the Chalishas Hadassazar. What is the reason that Aaron had this feeling bad about missing out? Why was his mind weak? Mahalo Karbano Gudom Mishal Nisim. If he really felt bad that he wasn't involved in the contribution of the Nisim, his Karbanos that he offered were much greater than the Nisim. So you might feel bad of someone who offers more than you, but you're offering more than them. What do you feel bad about in the first place? If you're offering more than them, why do you feel bad at all? Because all the days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, Aaron brought so many karbanos. So I could understand if somebody feels bad that someone offered more than you. But you offered more than them, Aaron, in the first place. So why do you feel bad? Oh, you read that already. And if you say, maybe you want to say that the reason Aaron felt bad is because he was commanded to do this avoda. The Nisim brought it voluntarily, so the karbanos that he offered during the Yemei Miluim didn't make him feel better because he was commanded, but the Nisim showed their great love to Hashem by bringing voluntary offerings. So the Ramban says, that's also not a nechama to him. Why? Gam hadaka saneiro shenichama buchova v'nitzavu alav. Lighting the menorah was also an obligation, and God commanded him. So how can it make him feel better? So this whole first paragraph here of Ramban, after he quotes Rashi, is Ramban proving that there must be something very unique and special about menorah. It's not just the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan was a nechama to Aaron. It's not any different than the ketores, the korbanos, Yom Kippur avoda, all the offerings he brought during Shivat Yimei Miluim. So how is menorah a consolation to Aaron for missing out on the inaugural offerings of the princes? Here we go. Aval ha'inyan ha'hagada hazo, lidrosh remes mina parsha, al chanuka shel neiros shahaisa bevayisheni, al yidei Aaron ubanav. Ritzoni lomar, chashmonai kohen gadol v'nav. I underlined it for you. The nechama to Aaron was not about those lamps that he would light for the 40 years that the tabernacle stood in the Mishkan until he dies in Parshas Chukas. God was alluding to something much grander, much deeper, much more everlasting. It is the Chanukah of the Neros that happened in the time of the Second Temple, through the progeny, the descendants, the children of Aaron HaKohen. Ritzoni lomar, I mean to tell you, says the Ramban, the nechama to Aaron was chashmonai kohen gadol v'nav. The Chanukah acheras is the Chanukah that we celebrate. It's what you lit licht for tonight. It's those four candles that are burning somewhere upstairs by your door, by your window, and Eretz Yisrael outside, by your table. Hashem said, and we have to understand why this is a nechama, Hashem said, don't worry about missing out on Chanukah Sanasiyim. I have something much greater in store for you. Baha'alozcha es haneros is referring to the Chanukah we are currently celebrating. It was established by the Chashmonaim, who were a family of Kohanim, who were descendants of Aaron HaKohen, and this happened during Bayusheni. U'b'lashon hazeh matzasi b'megil susarim l'rbeinu nisim shehizkar agadah zuv amar. Ra'isi b'medrash. Kevan sheikriv oshneim asar shvatim, velo hikriv shevet Levi. Shevet Levi feels very bad when he sees that all the other shvatim are bringing offerings. Amar lo akosh baruch hu Moshe. So God said to Moshe, Daber al Aaron v'amar teilav. You, Moshe, speak to Aaron and say to him, Yesh chanukah acheras, sheyesh b'hadakas haneiros. There is a different Chanukah coming. And in that Chanukah, there will be the kindling of the lamps. Ani ose bali Yisrael al yadei banecha nisim v'teshua. And I will do for Am Yisrael, who your children, Aaron, through the Kohanim, miracles and salvation. The Chanukah shekeru al shemam. And the Chanukah will be called on the name of your descendants. V'hi Chanukas beis chashmonai. Look at, this is what we call the everlasting Chanukah. The Ramban's going to go on to say, the Mishkan came and went. The Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. Aaron lived and Aaron died. So nothing finite could be a nechama to Aaron because he lit the menorah for 40 years in the desert. But then he, Rosh Chodesh Av, is the only Yurtzeit given to us in the Kol Torah Kulah. He died. So why is menorah a greater consolation than any of the other miracles and any of the other avoda that he did in the Mishkan? It's an everlasting Chanukah. It's a Chanukah of transmitting the Mesorah midor dor. It's a Hanukkah where grandfather transmits it to son, who transmits it to grandson, and that grandson one day becomes grandfather, who transmits it to his son, to his grandson. Adei ad. It's the eternal Hanukkah, the eternal flame of Am Yisrael. That's the greatest nechama to Aaron HaKohen. When you're not here anymore, in many millennia, your children will still be lighting menorah. Their own flame will be burning so bright, it will go up on its own. And that's coming from you, Aaron. And therefore, you have a Chanukah Acheres. And it's much greater. The Nesiim brought wonderful offerings, but it was fleeting. Your Chanukah will be eternal. It's the Chanukah of the Mesorah. It's the Chanukah of Chinuch Habanim. It's the Chanukah of the flame of Knesset Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael, Lo Yishakir. And that's the greatest nechama to Aaron HaKohen. V'lefichach, hismich parsha zu, the parsha's Chanukah HaMizbeach. And that's why this topic was put next to the topic of Chanukah HaMizbeach. Okay. And furthermore, he quotes now Medrash Tanchuma and also Medrash Bamidbar Rabbah. Amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Leich amar lo Aaron, go say to Aaron, Al titarei, don't be afraid. Legedula mizod atamuchan, you are prepared for much greater greatness than this. Hakorbanos calls mancha besa mikdash kayim hei no hagim. Excuse me. The sacrificial animal offerings, they're only in effect as long as the structure of the temple stands. Can't go offer a korban today. You can't offer a korban for the past almost 2,000 years. There are no korbanos. They're only relevant and applicable while the Beis Hamikdash stands. Aval haneros, I should have bolded this for you. Haneros la'olam. El mul p'nei ha-menorah iru. These flames that we kindle, it represents 2,000 years of Jewish history in Galus. 2,000 years of oppression and darkness. 2,000 years without a Beis HaMikdash, without the golden candelabra, without the golden Ketores Mizbech, without the copper Mizbech Ha'ola, without Avodos Yom HaKippurim B'lefnai B'lefenim. So what's the Nechama to Aaron? It's the Chanukah Adei Ad. It's the Neiros that will be La'olam. It's the Jews around the world, even in the darkest time of Galus, represented by the fact that Chanukah is celebrated during the darkest time of year when the nights are longest, will still be lighting menorah. Al mul p'nei ha-menorah iru. V'chol ha-bracho sh'nasati l'chol l'v'rech espani einan b'teilin l'olam. And all the blessings that I have given you to bless my children, Aaron, einan b'teilin l'olam. They will never be nullified. What's the greatest consolation of Chanukah to Aaron? The eternity of Knesset Yisrael. V'hinei davar yadua. And the Ramban says, writing 700 years ago, behold, this is well known. Shekein beis hamikdash kayam. Ran rachman letzlan mipnei chata einu galinu me'artzeinu. V'nisrachachnu me'al admaseinu. V'ein anachnu yicholim la'alos v'lei ra'os l'ushtach avos l'chvanecha. When the beis hamikdash is no longer established, when the beis hamikdash no longer stands, v'akarbanos b'teilin. Mipnei chorbanot. And the karbanos are amavata. I did not do a good job of translating that. I translated her karbanos batalin into the karbanos amavata. I try and translate most of what I say. I don't assume anyone's level. I want it to be accessible to anybody. I'm smiling at myself. I translated karbanos batalin into the karbanos amavata. That wasn't a good job. Okay. And the sacrificial offerings are nullified because of the destruction of the temple. Afaneiros potatoes. The candles that Aaron lit with the Chatzi Log of Shemen Zai Yisach every night of the year are also nullified. So how could this be? Oh, you have FOMO? Don't worry, you're going to light the menorah. But Aaron's going to die in precious chukas. And the Mishkan's going to be destroyed. And the first Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And the second temple is going to be destroyed. So what's the Chanukah? What's the Nechama to Aaron? Don't feel bad, you missed out. And Afaneiros Betelos, the lamps that are kindled in the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash are also nullified. Hashem was not talking about Aaron physically, the person, lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. He's talking about the Chanukah that we're lighting, the battle of the Chashmonaim to restore Torah to Am Yisrael against the Hellenists, to destroy the Syrian Greek philosophy and ideology that was rampant in the land. And that thousands of years later, Jews will still be lighting menorah. Shahino Hages Afla Acher Hachurban Begalosenu. Because this, it's funny, someone who was just on screen just closed her camera. And literally, as I'm talking, the picture just came out. You could see it. It's a view of the old city, specifically Har HaBayis. And there's Temple Mount staring straight at me as I'm reading this. And what do you see? The Golden Dome of the Rock. So once the temple's destroyed, there's no menorah. So what's the Nechamata Arno coin? The Neres Chanukas Chashmonai Shehino Hages Af La'achar HaChurban. Because the Chanukah of the Chashmonaim will always be relevant, even after destruction, even in our exile. And then the Ramban says one more thing that's beautiful. So that's the explanation of Perek Zayin, Chanukas HaMishkan Ayidei HaNesiyim, to Perek Ches, Aaron's lighting. But what's the end of Perek Vav? Psukim Chof Beis through Chof Vav. What's the end of Perek Vav? Nesias Kapayim. Yivarech Hashem v'yishmecha, Yar Hashem p'na v'lecha v'kunecha, Yisa Hashem p'na v'lecha v'yasei mechasham. So the Ramban says, V'chein birkas kohanim hasmucha l'chanukas ha'nasiyim no hagas l'olam. So actually, the chanukas ha'nasiyim that made Aaron feel bad, Perek Zayin, is sandwiched between birkas kohanim and the Perek Vav on the one hand, and b'haloch scha es haneiros menorah on the other hand. So what is it sandwiched between? What are the parentheses in the Chumash around chanukas ha'nasiyim? On the one side, Perek Vav, Birkas Kohanim. On the other side, menorah. The Ramban says these two things are the greatest consolation to Aaron because they're forever. Birkas Kohanim is still done today. It's eternal. And lighting the menorah, like your Hanukkah licht, I'm sure like mine is upstairs burning, is forever. Darshu smuchen the Chanukas HaNesim lefanau mele'acharaha. Before, you have Birkas Kohanim. After, you have lighting the menorah. Bekvodo shal Aaron shalom nimna imahem. And this gives kavod to Aaron. So you may miss out on the Chanukas and Asim, but you have something much greater. Through chinuch habanim Aaron, the menorah will be forever. And through chinuch habanim, Torah, mitzvos, and Am Yisrael will be forever. So I must thank, I've quoted a number of times, but I always remember during Hanukkah, and I must thank Mrs. Rena Moskowitz, excuse me, of Lawrence, New York, because she taught me a few years ago an interesting idea of Hanukkah. And that is, I see I have a typo over here. And that is, that Chanukah is Milashon Chinuch. Look on my screen. Chanukah is Milashon Chinuch. The root word, because you know from learning with me that I am very particularly fascinated by Shorashim and Lashon HaKodesh. The Shorash of the word Chanukah is Ches Nun Chaf. I bolded those letters for you. Ches Nun Chaf. And the Shorash of Chinuch is, lo and behold, Ches Nun Chaf. Same exact shoresh, because this is the greatest nechama to Aaron. If you are mechanech your children, and they will be mechanech their children, and they will be mechanech their children, then Chanukah Beis Chashmonai is the greatest consolation. So the task upon us is tremendous. It is a tremendous chos and a huge responsibility to ensure that the Chanukah will be adei ad through chinuch habanim, whether it's Rabbi to Talmud, Rav to Kehila, mother to daughter, father to child. Through Chinuch, Chanukah will be forever. I want to quote a very beautiful Dvar Torah that I heard from Rabbi Shai Schechter a few years ago, told Oliver in the name of Rav Meir Shapir of Lublin, Zdechuso Yalgen Aleinu, Zatzal, the founder of Shivas Chachmei Lublin, the founder of Daf Yomi. Interestingly, he was nifter of a tooth infection at the age of 43 in the early 1930s. So he was very young, but the Ribbono Shel Olam also spared him from seeing the horrors of the Shoah. He did not have biological children. But I think that this insight that Rav Meir Shapir of Lublin teaches ties so beautifully into our shir, because it's about chinuch habanim, and it's about the eternality of Knesset Yisrael through chinuch habanim. And Chanukah is only possible if we are mechanech our children to continue the flame after we're gone. That was the Nechama to Aaron. If you are mechanech your children to continue the flame, then Chanukah will be adei ad. So the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Perek Vav, pasuk Yud Gimel, which you have right here on my screen. Vayisaper Haman lezeresh ishto ulechol ahavav eskol asher karahu. Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all of his lovers, all of his friends, everything that happened with Esther, And with Esther and with Achashverosh, King inviting them to a party, but Mordechai won't bow down. They've already put out the edict to destroy all the Jews by this point. And once all of a sudden Mordechai is not such a bad guy anymore, the king's sleep is disturbed. Oh, Mordechai did something good for the king. Anyway, his wise men and Zeresh's wife told him, "Imi Zerah Yehudi Mordechai, if Mordechai is from the seed of the Jews, Asher Hachilosu Lin Polifanov, that you have begun to fall before him, Lo Tuchalo, you will not overcome. Kina Falti Polifanov, you Haman will certainly fall before him." So, what is the secret? What is the Megillah telling us? How did Zeresh understand through these words that Haman will surely fall before Mordechai? Rukmir Shapir of Lublin, who himself did not have biological children, but who literally has millions and millions and millions of spiritual children. Every single time Haman opens a Gemara and learns a Daf Yomi everywhere in the world, since it was started about 100 years ago, they are a child, a spiritual child, through the chinuch of Rukmir Shapir of Lublin. Im Mizerah HaYehudi Mordechai, if Mordechai is putting all of his kochos into Jewish children, Mizera HaYehudim, if the Jews understand that their whole focus is on the next generation, is on the children, is on educating them, then you will never be victorious over these people. They understand where their eternality lies. It doesn't lie in the here and now. It lies in the children that we are mechanech. And we know that Jewish education is something that we hold so precious and so dear. Why? Because that's the future. It's very compelling to consider that millennia later, a descendant of Haman, namely Hitler, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, tried to snuff out Am Yisrael. Of course, he was not successful, but he tried mightily. And who was killed first? If you read the Holocaust biographies, it's funny. I took a break now. I'm reading a different book now that I highly recommend. Whoa, Dreams Never Dreamed by Kalman Samuels. You should read it, The Founders of Shalva. It's unbelievable. Dreams Never Dreamed by Kalman Samuels. It's incredible. But before that, I read 4 Holocaust biographies in a row. I also recommend them. When they came to the selection pack platform and the angel of death, the Malach HaMavis, they called him, Mengele, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, was sitting there. Who went to the gas chambers first? The elderly and the babies, the children. It wasn't just because they were weak and infirm. It's also because the enemy understands that that is our entire secret to our survival. The link between one generation to the next. When Paro, by the way, this all relates very much to Hanukkah as well, because if you ever pay attention to Ma'oz Tzur, we mention Paro, we mention Haman, we talk about Galus Edom. Ma'oz Tzur is a journey through Galus. Paro says to Moshe, "You want to celebrate for 3 days in the desert? Miva mi ha'ochim. So who's going on this journey of yours?" So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "B'ne'ureinu uvizikneinu neilech, b'vineinu uvivnosenu, b'tzoneinu v'kareinu kichag l'Hashem makar." You know who's coming? Ne'ureinu uvizikneinu, b'neinu uvivnosenu. The little ones are coming. The elders are coming. The sons are coming, the daughters are coming. Only then do we have a chag, chag. Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch points out that chag is from the word chog, circle. We form a circle, a complete circle of celebrating to God when all generations are together. And Paro says, Lochein, l'chuna ha'gvarim. No, what do you need, the elderly? What do you need, the children? It's not their way to celebrate. You want to take the men to go have a 3-day antif in the desert? Fine, but you leave the women and the children here. And Moshe says, no, either we all go or nobody goes. Because there is no Knesset Yisrael without chinuch habanim. And without chinuch, Chanukah milashon chinuch, we would not still be lighting menorah today. Where does it come from? Your father and his father and his father and his father. Back to the Chashmonaim, back to Aaron HaKohen. And that's the Nechama to Aaron. That through the secret of Chinuch Habanim and the Yom Tov of Chanukah, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Im Mizera HaYehudim, if they put all of their kochos into Zera HaYehudim, Jewish children, you will never be successful in eradicating these people. I was thinking how interesting it is when I was preparing the Shira, but also I told you I'm fascinated by words in Lashon HaKodesh. But the word Chanukah, I realized something I never considered before. Ches, and then Nun Chav Hei. Okay, you could take away the Vav. You could still read Chanukah. Is really made up of the word the letter Ches, which is a, if you scramble Nun Chav Hei, it spells Kohen. Now, nothing in Lashon HaKodesh is an accident. Literally nothing. I'm not talking about modern day Hebrew. I'm talking about Lashon HaTorah and Lashon HaKodesh. Meshurashim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the letters are right here. Excuse me. Chanukah is Ches Kohen. Ches, unscrambled, Nun Chav Hey. It's an 8-day Yom Tov established by the Kohanim. Through Ches Kohen, we come to Chanukah, and the secret behind Chanukah is Chinuch HaBanim. And in fact, you see in Birkas Moshe, in Vezos HaBracha, to the tribe of Levi before his death, he blessed all the tribes except for Shimon. And what does he say to Shevet Levi? Ulelevi amar tumecha ve'urecha le'ish chasidecha. And to Levi, Moshe said, your Urim v'tumim, which was the special name of God, the Shema Meforash, that was folded over and put behind the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, the Urim v'tumim will be given to the pious one. What does Moshe say about Levi? Yoru mishpatecha le'yaakov v'soraschha le'yisrael. What is Yoru? What's Yoru? It's a shosh of Mora, Torah, Hora'a. Mora, Rabbi, teacher, instruction. That's a root word. That's what Torah means. Why is Har Hamoria called Har Hamoria? Kimisham hotse hora'al Israel. Tainis 16. Tainis tazayim. Masach Tainis tazayim. Kimisham hotse hora'al Israel. Because instruction comes out from Yerushalayim. So what is Shevet Levi? What is their designation? Yoru mishpatecha liYaakov v'soraschha liYisrael. Levi will teach your mishpatim to Yaakov and your Torah to the Bnei Yisrael. Also, Yasimu Ketores Ba'Pacha, the Chalil Amis Bechecha. So the second half of the Pasuk delineates the role of Shevet Levi in the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash, but the first part of the Pasuk tells us that Shevet Levi are our teachers. Chanukah, Milashon Chinuch. Rav Shem Shem Fal Hirsch says in his commentary, to Chumash, Yoru Mishpatecha LiYaakov V'Soraschha LiYisrael. Their role is to be the promoters and guardians of God's covenant, and they shall fulfill this role by promoting knowledge of Torah and observance of Torah. As teachers of Torah, he says, B'feirush, Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, are teachers of Torah. They shall promote the knowledge of Torah, and as servants in the sanctuary, they shall promote the observance of Torah. Torah is the teaching that serves to correct and ennoble our intellectual and emotional life. Torah, as taught by Shevet Levi, i.e. the Kohanim, corrects and ennobles both our intellectual life and our emotional life. They will carry out the Mishpatim with the clarity of understanding, with warm enthusiasm of our emotions and our love. So what is the role of Shevet Levi? Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov V'Soraschha LeYisrael. They are teachers. Yoru, Moriah, Torah, Hora'ah, Mora. Levi, Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, are our teachers. And then we come to Chanukah, Ches Kohen. It's an 8-day Yom Tov established by the Kohen because imizerah haYehudim Mordechai. If the Jews put all their kochos into chinuch habanim, Chanukah milashon chinuch, the umos haolam will never be successful. Haman, you will certainly be hung on a tree. That's what we say in Ma'oz Tzur. And that is a nechama to Aaron HaKohen. Don't feel bad that you missed out on Chanukah HaNesiim. Not because you're lighting menorah in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is going to be destroyed, and the first temple is going to be destroyed, and the second temple is going to be destroyed. What's the greatest consolation? Through Chinuch HaBanim. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. So I want to end with a story told over by Rav Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita, one of the youngest child survivors of the Holocaust and certainly one of the most famous child survivors of the Holocaust. As an example of the passing on of the torch, I found it so interesting, the passing on of the torch, pun intended. He's not talking about Chanukah at all. I recall the story of the late Rebbetzin Tzila Tzoratzkin, my son-in-law's aunt. So this is his daughter through marriage aunt. She was one of the leading educators of the Beit Yaakov movement. She worked closely with Sarah Schneern, before the war to educate the girls. She was a teacher and a teacher supervisor, and she was an outstanding person. Mrs. Saratskin was a Holocaust survivor, and she told my daughter Mary, this is Rav Lau, Out of the Depths, page 353. In all the 6 years of war, said Mrs. Tzila Saratskin, I cried only once. I was in the most horrible of camps. I lost my entire family. I was left all alone in the world. I was broken in body and spirit. I didn't cry. I returned to my hometown. I found not a living soul. I didn't cry. They told me, go to Lodz. That's where the refugees are gathering. Maybe you'll find a relative or an acquaintance. I went to lodge. I was totally exhausted. They showed me the area where the Jews were assembling. With my last remaining bit of strength, I walked through the streets in twilight. Suddenly, I heard sounds coming from one of the windows. Remember, she was a teacher. Chanukah milashon chinuch, before the war. As in a trance, as if someone were calling me inside, I opened the gate. I entered the courtyard of an ancient building. I opened the door. In the darkness, I made it a row of boys with side locks, sitting alongside both sides of a long table. At the head sat an elderly Jew wearing a baseball cap. The children were chanting the Aleph Beis to a tune. And then I didn't remember anything else. I found myself on the floor of the room, people standing over me and pouring water on me. The teacher tried to revive me, and he asked me in a worried tone, "What happened? Can I help you? Sit up. Would you like something to eat? Who are you? Where did you come from?" Slowly I recovered, and I replied, "This is the first time I have cried in the past 6 years. But I am not crying from pain, I'm crying from joy. I have wandered far and wide until I reached Lodz, and I see Poland as it once was. If after all we have been through," I said to the teacher, like we say, after Paro and Haman and Yavan, and we're still in Galus Adam. "If after all we've been through," said Mrs. Tzila Tzoratskin, "little boys in sidewalks are sitting here, and an elderly teacher, Bin Urenu Uvizikneinu Neilech, is teaching them the Hebrew Aleph Beis, then no one can defeat us. Imizera HaYehudi Mordechai, Asher Hichilosa Limpol Lefanav, Lo Tuchalo, Tinafol Tipol Lefanav." Let me catch my breath, I feel fine. These are tears of joy, not tears of pain. There's a lot of different things that go around. What should you think about on the first night, the second night? I don't know. I'm not into unverified WhatsApps. They don't work for me. One thing I can tell you is that the greatest nechama to Aaron Kohen is the chinuch that we provide our children, because it ensures that Chanukah is adei ad. It ensures that doros of Jews will take from the zikneinu and transfer to the ne'ureinu. And with that, with our Chanukah lecht, almost 2,000 years of Techurban Bayesheli, the fact that we still light menorah, that Torah has triumphed, that children and adults are still learning today, all represented in that little flame, that's a nechama to Aaron HaKohen. Chanukah Ches Kohen, an 8-day Yom Tov established by the Kohanim, and that's the greatest nechama. Aaron, don't worry that you missed out. Shecha gedola mishalahem, she'at ha-meitiv u'madlik as ha-neiros. The Moshe Olam should help us appreciate this chus and live up to the responsibility of the tremendous zechus, whether you're a classroom teacher, parent, or grandparent, rabbi, or mora, or just a regular person who somehow, somewhere, someday encounters a Jewish child and imparts even one lesson and ensures the eternal survival of our people. That's the greatest nechama to Aaron HaKohen. So as we have come about halfway through this Festival of Lights, I wish you a very lichtige Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach, Achag Urim Sameach. Be'ezor Hashem, we should be zochet to see the temple rebuilt with the lighting of the menorah by the Kohanim once again. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen. Thank you so much, everybody. B'suras tovos.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Kol tov to all. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Shabtai. Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.